Okay, everybody, I guess, is freaking out. Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. You can tweet at us and let us know what's going on. I'm not leaving the show, but apparently everybody's got a problem with my beard.
The beard needs to leave the show.
Alex,
and the earth,
producer,
and everything
MYK, else. Our bosses and management, even corporate, has chimed in on this, I guess, that they would like to see my beard no longer be here. It's bad for clients and money and everything.
People from out of state want it gone. They don't even live here, and they're like, I don't want to look at it, even on social media.
We got Buster.
Listeners.
Go ahead.
Listeners too, man. Like, you go out to like things and events and like, you know, it's like, hey, we want to have you come out and hang out with the radio station. Don't mind the homeless guy standing there. Like,
dude, no way. People are like, hey, Big Joe. And I'm like, hey, legally, you can't call me that. And then like, dude, that beard's awesome. So people love it when they're doing that. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Evan, what did you want to say about the beard?
Yeah, I follow you guys on social media from Michigan because I'm friends with Buster, and I got to tell you, today is definitely Christmas that you're shaving that beard off, because that thing is the grossest thing. And you know what's weird is that I didn't know you were fat, so when you shave your beard, I'm going to be like, wow, that guy's fat.
Listen, a beard covers up like the double and triple chin that I have.
No, it does not. Your body gives away your weight, not your freaking beard.
Okay.
I mean, I don't understand guys that think that kind of stuff. That's the weirdest thing.
Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Kathy.
Kathy, what do you think?
Joe, I'm going to tell it to you very, very straight. You do not shave that beard off. If you want to put a jar on the end of your desk that takes donations to have it trimmed up neatly every month or every 2 weeks, then I would say to do that. But that is who you are. That's like asking Alex to cut off that long hair.
Or never
to feel comfortable.
You know, no.
Never, never.
That's like asking Alex to never have a chicken nugget again.
And yes.
Exactly.
No way.
No, this is who you are. Not. This is what you feel comfortable with. So if you want to trim it up where you're not catching, you know, your chicken sandwich hanging off the end of it, then fine, do that. But do not shave it completely off. You will feel so uncomfortable.
You brought up something amazing.
You'll feel naked.
You'll feel naked. Listen, hang on. Don't go anywhere. I want you to listen, and Buster, hang on the line too. Listen, I will shave off my beard against some people's wishes, and some do, but I want your guys' help. A coworker of ours named David on July 4th, right after midnight, so almost July 5th, ended up having his house catch on fire. I don't know if you guys heard this. It was on Fox 59. A lot of the other news stations covered it, but they believe it was from like an actual like bottle rocket or firework that landed on their garbage can by the side of their house. His wife went out there. They could smell the burning like plastic, and it ended up burning almost all of their house down. They lost almost everything.
They did lose everything. Only thing that they have left from the fire is the clothes that they had on their backs. Like, literally the only thing is the clothes they had on.
Could you imagine that happening?
No, it is so sad. And David is a great guy. We love working with him here at Radio 1. And right now, they're asking for $10,000. They've raised a little over $6,500 on GoFundMe, so there's still quite a bit left that they really need help raising for our friend David. But we thought if we could raise $1,009, get it, 100.9, if we could raise $1,009, Joe would shave his beard.
I totally would, and I'd love if our listeners could step up and donate. Even here's the thing, it's small numbers. It's like little ants, you know, building something, or a bees in a hive. If you can do $5 or $10, that's cool. If you can do $20, that's even better. But
even if every single person listening donates $1, we'll raise more than what we need.
I will shave
Wait.
My... What? Go ahead.
Wait. So that means if we get you $1,000 to give to David Woods on this GoFundMe page, if we donate, if collectively we get $1,000, you'll shave that thing off your face?
$1,009. Yes, I will.
I'm going to log in right now. I got a couple stacks to spare, son. What else will you shave?
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Alex will be doing the shaving, so wherever she feels comfortable.
Your own wife just tweeted us and said in all capital letters, Joe, kill the beard, kill the beard. Mike Bacon said, down with the beard, # make Joe's face great again.
I'm sorry, my screen just went blank. What was your name that you're still on hold? Buster's here, but what's your name that you wanted me to keep my beard?
Kathy,
would you be willing to...
I think that's a great thing to do. I can understand shaving the beard off. I thought you were doing it just for... to make everybody else happy, which was
No. That was the original thing, because I've been hearing rumblings inside, but I'm willing to do it if we can all join up here as a community and a team and help somebody out, because God forbid it would happen to somebody you know or to you. So if we can do this, if we can raise $1,009 by this Friday, which should not be hard to do with a big audience that we have.
Where's the link? I'm looking on the website.
Awesome.
Right now. Do you have it on social media? Here's
what we're going to do. Right now, as soon as I play a song, RadioNowIndy.com. It'll be right there on the Joe and Alex Show page. Also, we're doing Facebook Live. There will be a link on the Facebook Live video, so go to our Facebook page, Radio Now 100.9, or our social media, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. We'll put links. So any way you can find us on there, it's going to be on all of our social media and our website, RadioNowIndy.com.
Everybody donate whatever you can, even if it's $1 or $5. If everybody contributes a little bit, we not only will for sure make our goal of $1,009 for our friend David, but also we will raise way more than that. So that's the good news.
All right, cool.
We can get $1,000 right now. And Joe, I'm on my way in. My clippers,
son. Oh, God, I don't want your butt clippers. I'll get my own clippers, dude. Thank you.
Butt clippers.
No. Then we're going to have to raise $2,009 for the butt clippers.